Thank you and good morning. An Arcata man who initiated a physical altercation with several people standing in an alley on 9th Street early Tuesday morning ended up being knocked unconscious, and when he awoke, he found himself in custody and being taken to county jail. The suspect, identified as 24-year-old Daniel Epperson, allegedly confronted a group of people and then pulled out a billy club and began to attack a victim, causing injuries to the victim's head. While that was happening, a second person started to head to a business to call police, and Epperson followed him, only to get punched and knocked out. Epperson was examined on scene by medical personnel and then booked into county jail on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon. The original victim of the attack was treated for injuries at a hospital and released. The governor's office will honor two Caltrans employees who put their lives on the line to assist and protect an elderly couple trapped in a vehicle after a collision in Del Norte County in late 2011. Caltrans employees Johnny James and Jerry Bachman will receive the Governor's State Employee Medal of Valor for their actions after they came across the overturned wreckage of a car that had skidded off Highway 199 and rolled down a hillside. The car came to rest against a tree, the only thing that kept it from rolling down and into the river below. James and Bachman were on scene for more than 40 minutes before emergency personnel arrived, and they put their lives on the line to save the elderly couple trapped inside. At one point, Bachman used his body to shield the car from rocks and small boulders rolling down the hill. The Governor's Medal of Valor Award has been issued 523 times to employees of state government. A Eureka police officer runs over a man's foot on Tuesday afternoon. Jordan Christmas has more.
A detective with the Eureka Police Department's POP unit was driving through the balloon track after hearing complaints of illegal camping on the property. Preliminary reports indicate the detective unknowingly ran over the lower legs of a transient man who was sleeping under a grass-covered blanket and trespassing on the property. The detective immediately called for medical aid, and the man was transported to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries before leaving on foot. The California Highway Patrol will conduct an independent investigation into the incident.
Thank you, Jordan.
The city of Fort Bragg issued a press release announcing that Lieutenant John Nalty of the Fort Bragg Police Department will retire after 35 years in law enforcement. If you're not familiar with the name John Nalty, he's the Fort Bragg Police Lieutenant who shot and killed Ricardo Cheney, the Oregon fugitive who ambushed and shot and killed Mendocino County Deputy Ricky Del Fiorentino while on a multi-state crime spree in March of 2014. Nalty was honored by local and state agencies for his actions on that day, and he will accompany Mendocino County Sheriff Tom Allman and the Del Fiorentino family to Washington, D.C. for National Police Week, where Del Fiorentino will be honored posthumously. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Since the first study was conducted in 1973, the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration reports that the number of drivers who get behind the wheel after drinking has dropped by three-quarters, and that the number has dropped by a third since 2007 when the latest study began, with a study of thousands of drivers tested for signs of impairment in roadside tests. Last week, officers with the Eureka Police Department and the California Highway Patrol held the Every 15 Minutes presentation at Eureka High to alert high school students to the dangers of impaired and distracted driving. The program is scheduled for McKinleyville High on Thursday and Friday and is an attempt to drive home the dangers involved when driving under the influence of alcohol. The CHP has also turned its attention to focusing on distracted driving, and a grant from HCOG will allow the CHP to increase patrols on Highway 96 and 36 to identify distracted and impaired drivers, according to Captain Adam Yeager of the CHP.
We are going to be putting more units out on Highway 36 with the grant we got from HCOG, and so we'll be out there on that in 96, and we'll be trying to, and we got some extra officers coming in here in May, so trying to get some more staffing out there so we can slow people down and make them do what they're supposed to be doing.
Don't drink and drive, and stay off your electronic devices when you're behind the wheel, and we'll all be safer. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.